Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. You, of course, listen to Martin and Louise on the Thursday afternoon show here on Vectis Radio and to enter our second hour. And we're joined by a couple of guests this hour. We've got a couple of ladies from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. We have Julia Newton here, who's the head of animal welfare and farm operations. Good afternoon, Julia.
Good afternoon.
And Abby Fox, who is the head of marketing and communications, so here to discuss the Donkey Sanctuary with us. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Donkey Sanctuary itself? Then obviously most people know it as the tourist attraction, but there's lots of stuff that goes on behind the scenes in terms of the animal welfare and that side of it. So do you want to explain what happens down there?
Yeah, sure. I mean, first of all, I'd just like to take this opportunity to say thank you very much to Vectis Radio for our lovely community award, because we are concentrating on our community. We have done over the last few years, and it was lovely to see that we've been recognised for that. So again, thank you very much for that. It's much appreciated. On our yard, where we have all our donkeys and ponies in the paddocks and in our barns at the moment because it's winter, we are trying to enrich their environment this year. So we're thinking of lots of different things to do with regards of treats, feed, enrichment, enriching even their water troughs and their feed bowls and their water feeds with lots of different herbs and flavouring just for their stimulation.
Sounds good. This does.
They're loving it. We're using warm water and lots of different flavours like apple and elderflower, lemon and lime, all this type of thing, just to give them a bit of stimulation while they're in a long winter in the barns. Out in the paddocks, we are looking to create new paddocks with more of a natural look to them. At the moment, they're a very neat, lovely arena for people to see, but they're actually, we would like to look at making more of a natural environment, so planting more trees and hedgerows.
Interesting.
Yeah, having, you know, not such a rectangular paddock, some hills where they can walk up and down. Nice shelters, like natural shelters and man-made shelters, but obviously somewhere for them to be a bit more interesting for them. And of course more interesting for our visitors. So this is what we're looking to create this year.
And a lot of your donkeys are actually rescued donkeys that you've taken on. Then you've got over 100 donkeys there, haven't you?
We do. So we have donkeys and we have a few ponies that have come in with donkeys if they've been pair bonded. So most of our animals are from all around the UK, including Ireland. We've had 10 in from France a few years ago. So they're all rescued or rehomed. Some of them have been beloved pets, but they've lost land. People have become ill, haven't been able to look after them anymore. So they're all shapes and sizes, all different ages. So we'll just rescue any donkey in need. And at the moment, we are running a rehoming scheme because some of our donkeys, over the years, we've noticed don't particularly like integrating into a bigger group of donkeys. They may have only been on their own with one other friend, and all of a sudden they're faced with a big group of donkeys.
Quite overwhelming, actually.
It can
just be. Think about the human experience. If you're not, you know, used to being on your own, suddenly being in crowds is quite overwhelming. So it's probably very similar for them if they're used to
Absolutely.
That environment.
Absolutely. It's the same for them. If they're used to being on their own for 20 years with an owner, one other donkey, and all of a sudden they're faced with a group of donkeys to be integrated into. So we started looking at this and decided it'd be really great to rehome some of our donkeys with the community as foster guardians. So we're always accountable for them, but just someone else takes responsibility for their care.
Wonderful.
And they have 24-hour attention from our foster guardians, which some of them absolutely love.
Yeah.
So that's something we've looked at as well. So that's something we're getting going with. We've fostered some of our donkeys and our ponies out. And then that gives us the opportunity then to bring in all our rescue donkeys. And I think with the cost of living at the moment, unfortunately, it's affected owners of these equines because they're quite costly. So I think we're seeing more and more of people wanting to rehome their donkeys with us.
Yeah. Be really difficult, actually. So a big operation then, the Donkey Sanctuary, to keep it up and running and to keep that through flow of donkeys and keeping everything maintained. And you have a lot of volunteers that support with that, don't you?
We do. We wouldn't be able to function the way we do without our volunteers. So our volunteers work all around the site. So we have volunteers that work directly with the donkeys on our yards. We have volunteers that work in the cafe, in the shop, on our adoption desk, meet and greet huts. So they're everywhere doing all sorts of things. So plenty of people, whatever their experience is, whatever their age is, can always volunteer somewhere on our site.
And if people are listening and would want to get involved, what's the best way of going about that?
Well, on our website, you can apply to be a volunteer. We have a volunteer coordinator now who takes care of all our volunteers, and she'll always invite them in, have a chat, see where they would like to go, tell them a little bit about the role or each area where you can volunteer. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on where they'd like to go, they get a little bit of training, they can get a full induction then. And also they can spend some time getting used to that role, and they might sort of say, well, I like that role, but I might want to change it and go somewhere else. And they can do that as well, so they can move around the site and try all different types of things.
Yeah, that sounds very good. And you've touched on already some of the innovative ideas. A lot of people now know the Donkey Sanctuary, and just what the ideas of moving forwards as well in terms of developing the site further.
Well, the yard especially, so as far as the animals are concerned, always the donkeys are at the heart of what we do. So any type of change, any type of progress, it's the donkeys first. How is that going to impact the donkeys? How are the donkeys going, you know, to feel about their environment changing or any sort of changes or initiatives that we bring in? It's all about the donkeys first.
It's welfare. It's a sanctuary. It's for welfare, you know, principally, isn't it, I guess?
Absolutely. It's all about welfare first. Everything else comes after that. And everything else that gets created has the welfare of the donkeys in mind. So that's how we develop. We always develop different ideas, different initiatives, different ways, you know, that we use our social media, but it's always with our donkeys in mind.
Yeah, and how have you grown in terms of the fundraising side of it?
Well, I mean, I think one of the key things we do is adoptions, and that really does, is a great way to bring a donkey into your life and also support the work that we do down at the sanctuary. On the site, we've got the Spring Fete coming up on the 5th
of May.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to coming down.
11 till 3. We've got lots on. And as part of that, we've got a dog show. So everyone's welcome to bring their dogs, enter on the day. And lots of other stuff. Music, displays, stalls, that sort of thing.
But you guys do loads of activities down there throughout the year. It's not just the Summer Fete. I mean, you've even got stuff coming up this Easter,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, Easter's going to be busy down on the farm at the Donkey Sanctuary. So we've got Julia's team do some lovely activities when you can really get up close with the donkeys, groom them, learn how we look after them, that sort of thing. We've got an Easter trail that you can pick up at the meet and greet hut. Just a bit of fun around the farm. And also we've got daily Meet Our Donkeys guided tours. So for the activities and the guided tours, we would really encourage people to book online in advance. It really helps us. We know who's coming and we can plan accordingly. The Easter trail, just pick up when you arrive. Obviously we've got free parking, free entry, lovely cafe.
Yes, I've had many a cake.
Really delicious things on the menu. And the gift shop's lovely too. We've got some really unique different gifts there. So it's, yeah. And also I think one of the things we're looking at is encouraging people to get more out around the site when they visit. Yeah. So that, you know, they really appreciate the rural atmosphere and the countryside and all of that.
Yeah, because I know you do a lot of stuff, especially around the school holidays and stuff like that, but actually it's, you know, all generations seem to enjoy the Donkey Sanctuary.
Definitely.
Really. And to be in personal experience, it's really accessible because I've been there, because my mum's disabled, so I'm actually wheelchair access. I was a bit concerned at first going around, going around a kind of farm or a paddock, but actually it was really easy to get around the whole entire site. We didn't feel like we missed out really on anything. So that was a really good experience as well.
I've only worked there for a month. I'm amazed. It's always busy, isn't it? Always busy with all sorts of different people. Family groups, older people, coach visits, school groups.
Everyone. It's fantastic.
And we also do therapy visits. So it's not just about the community coming to us. We go out to residential homes with our donkeys.
Wonderful.
And visit those people that can't actually get to us.
That must make such a difference to those people as well when you
quite
arrive.
Quite a profound difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it must be quite logistically quite challenging as
yeah,
well to
just
walk donkeys through the care homes.
Well, people don't realise, but we have to spend quite a long time training the donkeys. So travelling on a horse box is not natural for them. So we tend to pick on the ones that are more confident and they want to do something. Mm-hmm. So they're the ones that first one that like to leap onto the horse box and say, where are we going? We also, when we go to the care home, quite often it's an outside visit, but if the donkey wants to go in to meet a resident that can't come out, if the donkey wants to, the donkey will go in. And quite often, because they're curious animals anyway, they'll just go in, go up to a bedroom, stick their head on the bed. And we've had, you know, the most profound, amazing experiences with these residents and the donkeys. Yeah. They seem to sense it.
Yeah, animals are very intuitive, aren't they, to people's feelings in a lot of cases. So there must be some really special moments there.
There really has been, yeah. And hopefully will continue.
Yeah. Now, we have got a very random question to ask you, Julie, because we had a discussion where donkeys came up, didn't they, Martin?
They did. Well, yeah, we knew you were coming on the show, so last week we had
a discussion. So we were saying, well, when they come in, we will make sure we ask the question. So the question is, what do donkeys have for breakfast?
For breakfast? Okay, depends when they're eating breakfast, what part of the world they're in. but our donkeys, some of our donkeys have very bad dentition from... you know, where they've been historically. So they get porridge.
Oh.
So they has lots of fibre and it's mixed with lovely warm water to a consistency of porridge, and that's what they have for breakfast. The others will either, if they're outside, will just have a normal grass breakfast or they'll have hay or they'll have steamed hay. Or sometimes they have breakfast because they're having a medication. So we pop that inside some nice food, some nice breakfast things, and they take their medication like that. So
Sneak it in.
Yeah. But porridge mainly.
Yeah. These really are pampered, aren't they?
They really are.
It's making me hungry just talking about it. And also, Martin, you'd said, I think they eat nuts. And
well, yeah,
I scoffed a bit, didn't I? But in actual fact, Julie was saying they do have pony nuts.
Yeah, not technically nuts, but...
Nut-shaped.
Yeah, just fibrous balls that they...
Yeah, they're like fibrous pellets, so they're dried. The donkeys quite like the texture. And it's another way of feeding fibre. Mm. But they are called pony nuts, so that's probably where you got... that part of it from.
See, it wasn't so ludicrous.
You actually were quite informed, I have to give you that. And my suggestion of carrots, whilst they have them, it's a treat thing, isn't it?
It is. I mean, they love carrots and apples, but they are very sugary, so we can only feed them the odd treat, or sometimes we feed them for training. So we make sure we find out which is their favourite food, apple, carrot, pony nut, or anything like that. And the one that they go to first, we know that we can use that as a training tool, that particular feed. So, yeah, carrots and apples, normally quite high, they like the sugar.
Yeah.
Like us all.
Well, yeah.
I was going to say, I think I need to go on a diet offered by Julie and Abby. I'm just getting my regulation of sugar.
Okay, it was great to hear from you. Donkey Sanctuary is open pretty much all year, isn't it?
Christmas Day we close, although the yard team are still there because donkeys don't know it's Christmas Day.
No.
So they still need to be fed and medicated and turned in and out and have their beds cleaned out. So we do have a team that does that Christmas Day, but we're closed to the public Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And then it just gives team a few hours off.
Bless you.
Yeah, okay. And you're based just between Wroxall and Ventnor, aren't you? You're well kind of signposted.
And there's,
I'd say it's free parking and free admission and a lovely cafe.
Yeah, it's quite busy at the moment because obviously the road, Eastern Road's closed.
Yeah, you're going past most of the time if you're heading for Ventnor.
Southern Vectors Island Coaster bus is going to come by this year.
So oh, wonderful.
It's another way of people getting to us. Yeah. It's great.
Brilliant. So, yes, and if anyone hasn't been, it's well worth a visit. Like I say, get to check out all the donkeys and get to have some cake at the cafe. Well, it's lovely to have you join us this afternoon. I don't know whether there's anything else you wanted to add or tell us about that we haven't covered.
No, I think that's we've covered most things that we do, but you know, come and see for yourselves, and hopefully we're all about education as well, so we're hoping to educate everybody about how we keep
and didn't you win an award? So I remember I think last year I voted for you on air for, was it Muddy Stilettos?
Yes.
I think you were quite successful in
that, we won and went through to the nationals, but I think one of the bigger charities sort of won it overall, but we did very well for such a small charity on the Isle of Wight. Yeah, so yeah, we were really pleased with the result on that one, so thank you for voting for us.
Like I say at the start as well, you're also got gold winners for the Animal Focus Project of the Year at the Community Awards, yeah, so congratulations for that.
Thank
as well
you very so, yeah, much. You did great. Much appreciated.
You do do some really great work down there. It's, God, it sounds like the donkeys are having the best life down
I
there
know.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Really, I'm quite good. Jealous.
I know. So like I say, thank you for coming today, Julia and Abby, and yeah, I hope all goes well with the activities in the Summer Fete, where we'll be down there with Outside Broadcast
we'll be,
as well.
We'll be there with Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Great.
So all right, let's have a little bit more music and then go into an ad break.